Welcome to the Cost Segregation Authority series from My Cost Segregation. Today we look at Metro National Court versus Commissioner, a 1987 tax court case about commercial office interiors. If you own a commercial building or have done a tenant improvement, this case is directly relevant to you. Here is why. When a space is built out for office use, a lot goes into it. Partitions divide the space, lighting goes in the ceiling, cabinets fill the walls, sprinklers run through the ceiling tiles, restroom dividers go up. The question for tax purposes is simple but important. Are these items part of the building depreciating slowly over 39 years? Or are some of them more like equipment, qualifying for faster write-off in 5 or 7 years? Metro National went to the tax court and argued that many of their interior improvement costs should qualify as personal property. The tax court went through the improvements item by item, and that is what makes this case valuable. Here is what the court allowed. Movable drywall partitions and glass partitions, the kind that can be taken down and relocated, qualified as personal property. Lighting qualified, cabinets qualified, those items could be written off on a faster schedule. Here is what the court did not allow. Restroom partitions stayed as structural components. False ceilings, sometimes called suspended ceilings or drop ceilings, stayed structural. Sprinkler system stayed structural. Those items remained on the slow 39-year schedule. Notice the pattern. The items that won were the ones that could move or could be removed without damaging the building. The items that lost were more permanently built in and more essential to the basic structure and safety of the building. This case is a direct authority for office and tenant improvement studies. When we analyze your build-out, Metro National is part of the legal framework we apply. It supports identifying movable partitions, certain lighting fixtures, and built-in cabinets as candidates for faster depreciation. And it tells us to leave restroom partitions, suspended ceilings, and sprinklers in the structural bucket. The key insight from this case is that interior improvements are not all the same. A single build-out can have some items that qualify for faster write-off and others that do not. The analysis has to be done component by component. That is exactly what a cost segregation study does. Thanks for listening to the Cost Segregation Authority series. To see how Metro National connects to your own property, check the legal section of your report.